Welcome to the Open Forum in the Villages Florida podcast. In this show, we talk to leaders in the community, leaders of clubs, and interesting folks who live here in the Villages to give perspectives of what is happening here in the Villages Florida. We are a listener-supported podcast. There will be shout-outs for supporters in episodes.
How can you support our podcast? This is Mike Roth, and listeners, I'm thrilled to share with you this podcast, which is my passion project for you. This podcast brings me joy, brings you knowledge, inspiration, and a lot of things that people need to know about the Villages and the people that are living here and what's actually going on. Creating this podcast is a labor of love, even though it demands more time than I can easily spare. But hey, time isn't something we can buy back, right? Now, here's where you come in, the unsung heroes and heroines. You can help us keep the podcast alive and thriving. How? By becoming a supporter. There are two simple ways that you can support us. The first is a small monthly donation. Visit our podcast website, openforuminthevillagesflorida.com, and click on the black supporter box. Even a small $3 to $10 a month donation makes a difference. And guess what? You can cancel anytime, no strings attached. The second way that you can contribute to the podcast is by making a purchase of an Amazon product at Amazon standard prices, and we are paid a small commission on each purchase as an Amazon affiliate. That way, there's no extra money out of your pocket, but you are supporting the podcast. Check every week because we're going to be adding new Amazon products that you can buy and support the podcast with. Thank you. And your support means the world to us. Stay curious, stay inspired, and keep those headphones on.
If you have a book that you would like to turn into an audiobook, let us know via email to mike@rothvoice.com. Hope you enjoy today's show.
Today is a bonus episode recorded live at the Enrichment Academy Expo on March 22nd. At the Rohan Recreation Center. I'll be talking to many of the instructors at the Enrichment Academy about their courses. Today's recording is not a studio recording. It was recorded in open spaces inside the Expo Center. So the quality will be lower. There will be a lot more background noise, but you'll hear some really great stuff from some great instructors. Enjoy. And now, I'm here with John Rohan, the head of the Recreation Department.
So we're here with John Rohan at the Enrichment Academy Expo. John, what do you think of the turnout today?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal turnout, the energy. It's just what the Villages is all about. People learning and trying new things and finding a new passion. So yeah, it's just, the music's great. You being here, Mike, it's just fantastic to be part of it all.
Okay, thanks for taking
a
second.
Thank you. Hang on.
I wanted to tell our listeners about my podcasting 101 for beginners course at the Enrichment Academy. The course runs from April 11th through the 25th, or from June 13th through June 27th. The course will cover, in a hands-on approach, how to start a good quality podcast on a small to moderate budget. The course is going to be Windows-based with a couple of Apple alternatives. We're going to get some deep technical details for those who are Windows-oriented. We're also going to talk about an alternative that will allow you to use your cell phone only as a beginner. Of course, that's not recommended, and it won't create the highest quality or easiest to edit podcast. We're going to include examples of what can be done with Open Forum in the Villages, Florida, and maybe even a short clip from my old podcast, Cincinnati Business Talk. We'll talk about different podcast syndicators and how you can use AI to help you generate your podcast more efficiently. Each student will have the opportunity to create their own little podcast for classroom evaluation, as well as the opportunity to appear on Open Forum in the Villages, Florida podcast. The course will be an hour and a half each session, and it will be held at the Lake Nona Recreation Center. You can register for the course at theenrichmentacademy.org.
This is Mike Roth. I'm here with Tweet Coleman at the Enrichment Academy. Tweet, tell our listeners a little bit about some of the courses that you're doing.
Hey, thanks for asking, Mike. Yeah, Tweet Coleman here. I teach four different classes in the Enrichment Academy here in the Villages, Florida. My main class is called Brain Enrichment, BE. And this is a 10-hour course, and it goes through our brain and talks about the different lobes of our brain and what it controls and so on. And then I have a real popular class called Mindfulness, How to Be More Mindful. When we forget our keys and phones, it's usually we weren't utilizing our mindfulness abilities, and that's a popular class. Another class is Atomic Habits. It's developing new habits, maybe getting rid of some of the habits that you have already and developing new habits so your brain actually works at a higher frequency. So,
what about your course on positive thinking?
Oh, yeah, that's a popular one, Mike. Thanks for asking. Yeah. Positive thinking is a mindset, how to be more positive. It's looking at the bright side of everything. One exercise, Mike, that we do for positive thinking is before you go to bed every night, write down three things that you're grateful for. Not only think them, but write it down, three things that you're grateful for, and then you'll find out that you'll be more positive as you do this because now you're looking for good things to happen. And typically people tell me good things happen to them.
Great. Thanks a lot, Tweet.
Thank you, Mike.
So I'm here with the Homemade Jam Band at the Enrichment Academy.
Paranoia strikes deep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, try and come and take you away. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody let's go. It's going, we gotta stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody let's go. It's going, we gotta stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody let's go. It's going, we gotta stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about your band?
We are Homemade Jam, and we are some friends who got together and decided to play music. And my name is Mark, and Julie was my neighbor for a while, and we got together and did some singing. We discovered we both liked music, and we could play music together. And then we met Jim, and I couldn't keep time, so Jim came up with his drum and decided to help us out. He's the hippie of the group. Julie's a hippie, too, but...
Okay, it was very good. Thanks for being on Open Forum in the Villages.
All right, thank you.
This is Mike Roth. I'm here at the Enrichment Academy with Don Wiley. Don, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you having me on.
Don, I understand you just did a demo of drone flying for attendees at the Enrichment Academy Expo.
Yes, I did. It was supposed to be a 10-minute demo, ended up being about 25 minutes. Lots of questions, lots of interest. There was about 50 people there attending, and it went very well.
Good. Don, wanted to tell our listeners a little bit about your drone courses that are coming up.
Sure. I've got three courses that I teach. For those of you who are interested and maybe think you want to get a drone, my step one class is called Drone Basics. You don't need a drone. And I go over things like the history of drones, different types of drones, where you can fly, where you can't, what the laws are. And I even talk about what's on the market and what I recommend you buy if you're interested in getting a drone. Once you get your drone, then that's when step two comes in. That's the second class I teach. And in that one, I teach you all of the features and functions of the software. Everybody uses Microsoft Word, but nobody really understands all the features. With this software, I do understand it, so I go through everything. And then my step three class, once you get the drone mastered, I teach you how to do autonomous flights. Let the drone fly itself, pre-program everything. You can fly a whole golf course and never touch the control sticks. So that's the three classes I teach.
Good. We're in front of your table here at the Enrichment Academy. You have about five drones on here.
Yes.
Why don't you give us a quick rundown from the least expensive to the ones that you recommend.
Okay, so the
don't recommend.
So the least expensive one is the one I don't recommend. You'll see this typically on...
Its brand name is?
It goes by about 50 different brand names. Okay.
Ex-Chinese.
Yes. Typical commercial, see, I used to work for a major drone manufacturer, and I was appalled at the prices they were charging. Another one starts off with, this drone was designed for the U.S. military. All of it's junk. You pay $50, $100 for this thing, it's pure junk.
Okay, so what would be something that you recommend to a beginner?
To a beginner, the beauty is, it really, you don't have to buy a beginner drone because they all fly the same. What you want to look at is, what are my goals? What do I want to try and do? Do I want to get really great photography, really great videography? That's going to determine which drone you buy. But they start at about $400. Mm-hmm. DJI is the manufacturer, and that's for the Mini 3. And it's about 250 grams, about half a pound. And it does a great job. It's very stable. And then there's a step above that is the Mini 3 Pro. It adds collision avoidance, which adds a whole extra layer of safety.
Yes, that sounds good.
The newest one out in the Mini line is the Mini 4 Pro, and it's taken the collision avoidance to a complete sphere of collision avoidance. So above, below, left, back, and forward.
So we're not going to hit trees?
There's always that possibility. Trees without leaves are very hard to see because it all relies on the cameras. And then you can go farther up. I fly for most of my videos a Mavic 3 Pro Cine. This aircraft can film Hollywood-grade video footage in 4K. It's got three cameras on it, and it'll go from a 28 or wide-angle lens to about a lens, all built into the aircraft.
Fantastic.
Yeah, those are. But that's what I work with, and that's what I teach.
And when is your next course coming up?
The next one starts, I believe it's April 9th, and it's Tuesday and Thursday for 2 weeks. So there's four classes, 2 hours each. Two on Tuesday, two on Thursday, and we cover a whole bunch of material.
Great. Thanks for joining us today, Don.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on board.
This is Mike Roth and Dr. Craig Curtis. We're talking about Alzheimer's disease. Let's talk about the omega-3 and omega-6. How should people get that from their diet?
Primarily, you should get that through beans and nuts and legumes and fish.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a supplement of omega-3, omega-6s. However, don't overdo the supplementation of omega-3 specifically. There was a large study published by the American College of Cardiology a few years back that seemed to show that people that took too much omega-3 might have an increased risk of a heart arrhythmia. So my recommendation is if you buy omega-3 supplements, take it as written.
With over 20 years of experience studying brain health, Dr. Curtis's goal is to educate the village's community on how to live a longer, healthier life. To learn more, visit his website, craigcurtismd.com, or call 352-500-5252 to attend a free seminar.
Remember, our next episode will be released next Friday at 9 a.m. Should you want to become a major supporter of the show or have questions, please contact us at mike@rothvoice.com. This is a shout-out for supporters, Tweet Coleman, Ed Williams, and major supporter Dr. Craig Curtis at K2 in the Villages. We will be hearing more from Dr. Curtis with short Alzheimer's tips each week. If you know someone who should be on the show, contact us at mike@rothvoice.com. We thank everyone for listening to the show. The content of the show is copyrighted by Roth Voice 2024, all rights reserved.